Now we're ready to go to our next question, which is
Bruce Lee in the Gulf?
No.
Was he assassinated with the poison hands?
No, he's not dead.
Is he in another world?
Yes.
Which world?
3900.
Ion, why did Bruce Lee go to another world?
Why not?
He knew how to go into another world.
He was running away from death.
Is Ted Wong in the Gulf?
Who's he?
Not yet.
That's Bruce Lee's last private student I used to train with.
Mama was W-R-I-G-H-T.
He's not
baby
in the Gulf.
Baby Wong.
But is he transitioned?
No.
Bert, is he known to have been transitioned? Is that the myth about him?
Well, yes. I got an email over a year ago from one of my teachers telling me that he passed.
Is that a fake out, Ion?
Yes.
He faked it. So he's a pretty advanced guy, Bert?
Yes, very advanced.
There you go. Oops, there it is.
Listen to Calithia. She's having so much fun. She's missed this for like 3-4 years. And she just
we haven't missed Calithia. We've always been with Calithia. He knows.
Yes, I know.
Has Henry returned back from wherever he was?
I sort of banded Henry from the house because he too distracted.
A while ago or since last week?
I banded him yesterday. I said, I have things to do. You distract me. So what comforts me is...
You're not going to put Bob and Henry in the same discarnate room, are you?
No, I'm going to put Henry in your past because I want you guys to go at it. He likes IR. He was very concerned with the rumors or the
speculation. He just thought IR's manager.
IR challenged his racism, and he sort of took it. But he likes you. He likes IR.
He gets to talk to you. You go on and on. Calithia, you got to let people overlap. Let me just say this, Calithia. Henry did like Ion's manager. That's what you're saying, right, Calithia? You're unmuted.
Yeah. Well, he liked Ion.
Did he like Carolyn, or was he a racist towards
her? He never talked to Carolyn. He never heard anything Carolyn had to say. Only people he interacted with was you and Ion. It was no conversation. Only thing that happened is I told him that you said he was racist, and he said, "What do you mean I'm racist? Everybody is racist."
Even the racists are racist.
But he is, let's say, borderline. I would say he's borderline. It's dependent on the situation. It's dependent on who it is. If you push him, he's going to push back. That's no doubt.
You push him, he goes straight gangster.
Well, everybody who meets him think he's one of the originals.
There you go.
So you tell Henry that three of your digits in your phone number is 220. That's your
You know what, Bob? I never thought about that. Okay, that's your number.
Yeah,
okay,
right there. It's right there. 22.
Yeah.
3-4. That means a 7. 7's not bad.
Okay, ours is 144. So there you go.
She said she got three of the numbers from the chart. She's got 14, she's got 7, and 22. We see the 310 become, the 1, that's 14.
47, and then not from 3 and 8 and 6 and 19.
I could never master this stuff. You never could master Bob math.
14 to 3 and 8 and 2 and 9, 44 Hutt, and then Loyola beats Notre Dame, and what are you going to do now? We enjoyed our fireside chat this week. It was good. We want to thank everybody for coming by. It was very pleasant. Enjoying, got all kinds of new medical information. And Bert, you need to increase the lithium just a little bit more. It'll take the edge off a little bit. Probably good.
Lift out.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not much. And lay off the thorazine. We don't need no more of that. It'll shuffle too much, don't you think?
I don't understand.
See, that's what we're talking about. Slow up on the Thorazine a little bit. Just a little too much. Back off of that a little bit. A little less of that, so you'll be all right.
You do know what he's doing, do you? You do know what he's doing.
But it doesn't matter what we say. It doesn't matter what we do. You're always so calm and easy and pleasant and easy and calm and easy and calm. So it's good. We like that. However, tear it up a little bit every once in a while. You won't be pulling things.
Okay.
You get one thing. Ask it now.
Could I consider the Revelation Veiled a new manuscript?
From your past. In the land that your grandchildren knew.
All right. Thank you.
Now, that's just a question. We offered, see, here we go. This is what we're going to have to get this right. Have something. Get something. That means you can have something you want. It's best. And you ask some ridiculous Revelation Revealed question. Don't make any difference.
I'm doing some other research, man.
Quit searching and you won't have to research.
A question for me.
He's calling eye on man.
It wasn't a question to be answered. We offered you something, and you asked for something ridiculous. If we said, hit the reset button, Bob. We need to reset. We offered him anything he wants in the whole wide world, and he asked about Revelation Revealed.
First, like a librarian, he organizes the data, the books.
We know. We're just trying to get him out of the Dewey Decimal System. That's all.
Sir, come back and ask a question of something that you really, really want. Just ignore it. What Bob and
anecdoting.
Bob is saying is,
Khalifian here. You just ignore the right winger here.
Hey, Ion, when am I going to get my check? That's what you do. Ion, when am I going to get my check?
Where I got to be for the money. I want some money check. Money check. Cashy money. So some cashy money.
That's what I truly desire, so that's what I'd ask. When is this person who's bothering me going to leave? Let him go into one of his rents. Do something. Ask him something crazy.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Before you do, now you got information. Hold on. Just so you know, whatever you ask for, is what you're going to get.
I've been trying to formulate this question, but
Don't argue for your limitations. We already know what you are.
Stop thinking about it, Bert.
There you go. That ain't Khalifi. Get him out of here growing and get on with this good stuff.
Yeah. But Khalifia, I am to slip the rules because you asked your question with degrees of separation.
You can get away with it.
I can get away with it.
Ion gave you a free pass.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go. When are my money checks coming?
Would you like to know or would you like the money?
I want the money.
Then don't ask when will it get here.
All right.
Okay. I'll be expecting my money very soon. Is there a condition that affects me receiving it?
I'm expecting my money really soon. Is there a condition affecting it at this moment?
We were asking you.
You're asking me? Then No.
Good.
No.
Okay, all done. Within your compliance department, at what level would be out of bounds?
I'm not talking about working with my compliance department. This is Bert.
We are.
How far can you go, Bert?
The sky's the limit.
In your compliance department, what level?
I am speaking about my compliance department, but I'm talking about Bert. Bert world, Bert business.
Bert business asked for money checks, cashy money. And
right.
We already said you can get whatever you ask. And so now you're hee-hawing around like the sky's the limit. We cut your sky up, biggin.
Okay.
Too much is way too much. And we can cover you up with too much. Bob got on auction site and offered every one of the motherfuckers all the money they wanted. It's here, free money. Let me know. I'll wire it to you. Just give me your coordinates, and I'll have it wired to you. All the money you can stand. Crazy. the point is, yes, the compliance department does come into play, and yes, one penny too much is way, way, way too much money. So the point is, set parameters. You say the sky's the limit. We say, okay. But if you really meant that, you'd be crying in a minute. Khalifa tell him. He'd be moaning and dragging, and oh, the money's falling out the garage, opened up the window, and it's blowing out. And the little Mexicans has got leaf blowers trying to blow it up in little piles, and the wind keeps moving around. The neighbors are complaining. They're saying I'm littering. They're going to bring Paul Volcker back from the Federal Reserve because you messed up M1 so bad Miss Yellen killed herself, and we actually like her. And then you come back around, and next thing you know, they've depreciated money down to nothing, and you owe a $250,000 because you got all the money, because money is debt now, isn't it? Oh, wait.
Yes.
That's already happened, hasn't it?
Yellen's going to kill herself. Okay.
Can't.
Well, they put a lot of pressure on her. They don't really like her.
Like, oh, we do. We do.
I like her, too. I actually like her, but they don't like her.
There is no more they. There is no more
the
they.
Well, I'm in the physical world.
Khalifa, you're still living back there before 2011, back in the physical
world. Okay, I'm living before 2011. Bob, I got to catch up. Give me a break.
Yeah,
okay.
There's no
they.
No breaks. No breaks. You're out. You come here as coach, and all of a sudden you're a fucking manager, and then now you're pleading innocence.
That's the title you gave me.
Yeah.
I had good reason. Dan Cleese ain't nothing but a nigger loving Jew. Go ahead, tell him.
Who did he say was that? Who?
You, Bob.
Oh, yeah, we all know that. Yeah, I thought someone else was joining me. Nobody's joining me, is there?
Of course not, Bob. You've got everybody else on mute. What do you mean?
No, nobody's on mute. Why don't even Sarah can speak?
Oh, sweet Sarah. So. Khalifa, you're going to enjoy her. She's so soft. It's like a little church mouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh.
So nice. It's very refreshing.
You attract all types.
Does Bert decide how many money checks he can stand, or is it just up to us?
I'm still working on that, Ion. You kind of like put a wrench in the monkey with the blowing the sky out. So.
Well, that's what, see? That's the reason.
Yeah, take all conditions off. Because most of the time we put conditions and expectations. Let it go. Let conditions and expectations and rules go.
Okay, you're thinking about it. Don't think about it. Help me out here. I said the sky's the limit, and then he said you don't want that. So what do you mean?
Put no condition, no
limit.
There is
no sky. The sky's in your eye, Bert. Yeah, sky's in your eye. There's no limit.
There's no limit.
Stop caring about a limit. Don't even use the word. That's basically what he's saying.
Okay.
Take the condition off.
I have no limits, but because we use words, I said the sky's the limit. But I have no limit.
There's your trouble.
Uh-oh.
The essence of creation that you're trying to achieve includes words.
Yeah, remember, words don't work anymore.
It's back to the flour mill, Pappy. For the Pappy O'Daniel Flour Hour.
So I was just wondering if Bert should say, instead of the sky's the limit, that you say, with no consequences, money checks with no consequence whatsoever in any realm of my life.
Why can't he just say I'd like $37,538 U.S. and then shut the fuck up? Khalifa says, uh-huh, now that's the world I know. That's it. Tell me what you want. Hirsch. Don't say no more. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't give it away. Don't undo it. Don't outdo it. Don't decide if you're worthy or not to receive it. If it's okay to come into your checking account, and can they process your deposit, and is it going to be all right, and what are the neighbors going to say, and how much do I philanthropically have to give back to the community, and is then somebody going to find out, and that's the question of how non-physical gave me money, cash money that I had to account for, and is there going to be a 1099-R to go along with this large deposit, and would I go ahead and give enough money to pay the taxes on the main so I can end up that with a net, not a gross, then I have a mark against that whole thing. And then seasoning this money for the compliance department might be an issue because their book value isn't quite that much, and they kind of look at me because that's my job, because I do this, and I should know better. But I don't know why I couldn't figure this out before I got my deposit slipped together. Don't you think?
Ion, I'd like $25,000.
Okay. Done.
Ruby.
So the point is to just say the number, a number. Be specific.
If we invite you, yes. But you don't need us. You can make your own money.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Bob. He makes money, and he doesn't know what the fuck it is. He don't have a clue. He has no clue. Bob, here we go. Bob went shopping. He went to get some clothes. Bob's never been to buy clothes. They never bought clothes his whole entire life. He still got the clothes from Nova Scotia 45 years ago. This is the clothes he still wears now. His slippers are from circa 1960, okay? They're blown slap out. He was so excited he got a $500 off coupon for his wardrobe, and he saved $500. How much did it cost? He says, oh, it was almost $1,000. And it was like, okay. So that would buy a shirt and a nice pair of slippers, right? No, that's a whole wardrobe with $500 off. Now, how much better can you get than that?
I went to the Macy's yesterday. Carolyn and Jennifer took me to Macy's. I'd never been to a store and never bought anything. Spent $1,000, but they took me on a sale day. Yesterday and today were the sales day, and I got $500 off because of the sale.
See?
I only had to pay half it.
And then, of course, our response
so
was, did they give you the $500 that he saved? And he said, yes, he brought it back in the home with him. So he made $500 by spending $1,000.
Yeah. And we took a picture of me and the salesman. Salesman didn't know what hit him. He never met anybody who'd never been shopping before. And he couldn't believe that I took the right day.
It was going to be posted on all dot slacks. It was going to be posted on all dot. He was the one responsible for Bob catching ass cancer. That's the one.
He was shocked that I knew enough, or somebody associated with me knew enough about shopping to show up on the sales day. His first day
but he
ever.
He knew everything. oh, Lord. The fun part of that is Bob had that experience and didn't even have a clue. So you also can have that experience where you have worlds of money and you are able to do these fun things, and it doesn't have to be about the money. It doesn't have to be. You can make it be about the money. A lot of the JWs, they major in the minors. They get all out of shape over 9 cents, and you steal $20 million. Doesn't bother him, but 9 cents, it's on. 9 cents is a deal breaker.
So can you help me with deciding what kinds of things to do?
No, don't do that.
No, we can't help you with that. If you don't know what to do, you probably won't like what we tell you to do. So we'll help this way. We'll say create a bias. And what we mean by that is we mean set a parameter, engage that little part of it, and if you like it, then do a little bit more. And if you don't like it, then do a little less or do something else. We could say, can you help me take electrical current through my body? We say, yes, we can, but we probably wouldn't start in an electric chair, right? But we can do that. You have to shave your head. You have to put a wet rag on it. It's better now because they got a good, better connection, conductivity. But now we can help you with the copper. You know, we all about that copper. We like copper. Copper is good. We like copper. It'll help you do your thing. It's good. It'll also help you, Bert, with your conductivity, get some copper.
With, like, copper bracelets for
anklets? Yeah, copper sheets, copper beds, copper mats, copper. Copper top.
Copper sheets?
Right side or left
copper
side?
Left side for you. Left side.
That's
not everybody,
problem.
But
thanks.
For you.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's for grounding, help. Right? The copper ground.
Copper won't help you asphalt. Copper will ground you.
Will copper ground me? Is that why you were suggesting?
Yes.
And
in the wind tunnel now, isn't it fun? That is probably from me.
Yeah, that's legend. That's Legend's phone.
Oh, hey, Legend. We just love Legend. He's out there. Is he high? Let's talk to him.
Can you hear me?
We asked if you were high, and did you want to speak with us?
No, I'm not high, but I do want to speak with you.
Well, you're on live with the Fireside Chat with Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Did you start Andrew's heart? Did you stop his heart and restart it for him?
No comment.
Whose heart, Legend?
Andrew Kramer.
He didn't stop his heart. No.
He said he did. He said he gave him a little reset and put a little jolt into him.
Electricity is good.
Did that happen tonight, Legend?
No, like a week and a half ago. My daughter lives in my old bedroom at my dad's house, and she's been seeing this wavy slash purplish entity or portal or something. Can you explain that to me, what that is?
It's a portal.
Okay, that's what I told her. She's been trying to utilize it or activate it or trigger it, but is she using it now?
They're all open. She does use it now.
So she is parallel world traveling, because she said she's having really vivid dreams that kind of like...
Well, remember, it's not live if it's Memorex, remember?
Okay,
so
that
yeah,
is a portal.
You're one of the old school. This is old school night tonight. Khaleesi's here. We've had so much fun playing with Khaleesi.
Hello, Khaleesi.
Okay. Hello, Legend. You miss me?
Yeah, I was wondering what that would be.
Didn't happen to her. She just rolled.
Yeah, Khaleesi thought I was in jail. What an imagination.
Lord, that brings care.
Well, no, they
yeah.
People tell me stuff.
Wait, who
researched it? I think it was Steve. Somebody sat there and put some papers out, and they sent them to me. You know people send stuff to me, and I'm like, well,
oh, yeah, the former distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Wascally Wabbit.
It's a jackdaw rabbit.
So that portal's always been there in my bedroom, hasn't it, as a kid?
Yes, it has. Do you remember when you moved the computer to the family computer that everybody could use back when they were having to hand deliver your RAM on your computer? Do you remember?
What about it?
That's why you had to move the computer, because of that portal.
Oh, because it wasn't working right?
Right.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
how you slammed it? And have a fit and curse it out and did all kinds of things and blew it up. And then,
yeah, I had to move it in the other room because it wouldn't work in that room.
Yeah,
hey,
that's
hey, that explains, Legend. Back in 2010, remember your computer kept blowing up with our stuff?
Yes.
But that was in my other house. I'm talking about my dad's house. When I was
oh,
a
okay.
kid, I grew up in that house. But my daughter's living in my bedroom that I grew up in. But as a kid, was I using that portal?
You were.
Because I remember some weird things going on in that room. But,
I can only imagine.
You were the weirdest thing, Legend, going on in that room.
Do you have any enhancement recommendations for her to... recognize, utilize, and otherwise embrace that portal?
No, she's doing great. You're asking the question from a false premise. You should ask, is there something she can do to remember what she's doing?
Is there something she can do to remember what she's doing?
More protein in her diet.
More protein in her diet. Yes, yeah, she's been asking me about her diet lately. The Sandy Hook incident, was that some sort of contrived incident? Was that a manipulated event?
And they rubbed it with camphorated oil.
It's silly. What's it mean, contrived? I mean,
yes.
The students contrived it by getting killed.
No one died. How does that break? So.
Is that correct, Iron? No one died?
No one died.
All right, we picked a pretty obscure incident. Let's go on to another question there.
Let's go to another question. The airplane that went through that portal, was it actually engaged by a UFO?
Describe the craft more specifically, because you're all over the place, Legend. Come on.
It was the plane manipulated through a portal by another alien race.
No, now you're getting clear. No, it was not another alien race.
Was the plane taken off and landed somewhere, and they just made up a story that it's missing?
No, it actually went to another world, and they can't find it.
And the plane crashed.
Is anyone still... Is anyone still looking?
No.
Are the three teenagers that were kidnapped in the West Bank, was that completely made up and they were never kidnapped?
They weren't kidnapped. They just weren't killed.
Were they kidnapped by Israelis?
No. By Palestinians?
No.
Yes.
No one was kidnapped.
Yes, they were. They weren't killed.
So they will be found and then traded for more Palestinians?
No. The Palestinians that did it were trying to cause more derision so they could make more points of valor for Gaza.
But doesn't Israel then just go and kill Palestinians so that plan wouldn't work?
We didn't say it was a successful plan. It's like the 100 Years' War. It's not really worth it after about 9 minutes, is it?
6 days.
Okay, good.
When my daughter's using that portal in that room, then why does it seem as though she's only utilizing it in her sleep and not in the physical waking?
You have made it such a way that she can't embrace larger constructs other than the obvious. You have dumbed it down and dumbed it into a place where it must be an answerable conclusion. You must be able to come to draw a conclusion or it cannot be. So therefore, it must be from a dream state that can't apply.
I never told her that.
Well, we didn't say you told her anything. We said your rules made that the only way it applies.
Can I undo those rules?
Don't worry about it. It's all right. She's going to do fine without you. She has so far.
Okay.
No problem.
Are there human colonies that are being utilized right now?
No.
There's no human colonies in space right now?
No.
Hello, Ion. This is Kurt.
Hey, Kurt. You all right?
Thank you very much for answering my questions last week and engaging us again this week.
It's our great pleasure. What a delight to hear from you again as well. How's your mama name?
My mother passed away.
That's the reason we're asking. How's your mama name?
I don't know.
You should. Would you have any questions?
Please talk more about speechless manifestation.
Okay. It's the kind of manifesting that you would do, like an autonomic response. You don't have to speak to breathe. Is that true?
True.
If you speak, do you breathe or not breathe, more or less? Not necessarily. But you can cause a hyperventilation if you're too resourceful with it, can you not?
True.
Okay. Does your blood pump without direction?
Yes.
Can you stop your blood from pumping?
I suppose you could.
That's right. Apply a tourniquet around the neck, and you can stop your heart from beating. Yes. Very good. Okay. Now, the autonomic responses that the body gives and does, that's one aspect, and that's the easiest way to explain speechless manifestation. Sometimes you do it just naturally. For example, let's do it something physical. Let's say you're prone to migraine headaches, and you have triggers that cause a migraine sometimes. It can be an allergy-based drive. It can be a food-based drive. It can be an environmental bump into something, you know, smelling of a skunk can give you a migraine. Okay. You don't have to say those things. It just occurs. It just happens. So if you can convert those type of aspects, or here we go. Every time I get on the roller coaster, when I get down, I get a throw up. That's speaking the words that cause a manifestation. But if you know that happens, you don't have to say a word, and it still will happen, won't it? So the shift between that is the gauge. If you can't talk right, don't say nothing at all. If you can't speak well, leave the speaking to another. Then nonverbal manifestation can be your drive.
Am I ready for a speechless manifestation?
You are, and you're doing it already. You didn't say a word when you got through to us, and you did. Or is that destiny? Or is that destiny?
I would say not destiny.
And you would base that on?
Just how I feel. It's more than a feeling.
Good, good. More than a feeling. Good, 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 good. Do you see what we're playing with? We're playing from a standpoint of you're basing a bias on something you haven't even necessarily experienced completely. So it'd be very difficult for you to make that assumption because it would be an assumption.
I see, yes.
Nice, good question.
Last week, you mentioned Dewcomer. Dew spelled D-U-E. Would you please expand on the significance of that?
Well, just that.
As
do.
In, you're do something.
Do. A newcomer.
Does it have something to do with their sense of worthiness?
It would have to apply to worthiness or Mountain Dew.
I have been on the RNA drops for a year and a half, approximately.
Yes.
Do I have 144,000 activated double helix strands of DNA?
Yeah, three.
Three. Three and counting.
Yes.
Hold on, how many do I have?
And your body is shifting.
Ian, we look forward to engaging with you every Saturday.
Yes.
Do you have any suggestions on how to effectively engage non-physical during the rest of the week outside of the payday show?
Gin.
Antigen?
That'll work. Antigen is good. There's that some antigen. That's good.
Has the guff closed yet?
No, and not yet. But boy, it's getting betchy, betchy, matchy. It has slowed down empirically.
Please describe any unique physical characteristics and or behaviors of an ascended human being. I think you mentioned something about the forehead.
The forehead, yes, in the palm of the hand. It's in the palm of your hands now, baby.
The uniqueness of the forehead, can you describe that, please?
The third eye chakra is locked open.
In recent weeks, you've suggested that the Renew product does far more than we know.
Yes.
Please tell us more how it affects the chemical body or our extended reality in general.
We can tell you much. Bob will mute me, so we can't tell you all, but we can make a difference between the new generation of Renew. Everything since 108 would be different.
Can I create my own new generation using old generations?
No, you may not.
We got Kyle here. Kyle thought that he added some raunchiness last week, and he said we were too intellectual.
Oh.
No, Kyle, we're not too intellectual here. We are comprehensive. We take it all, do it all. So we're never too intellectual, and we're never less raunchy. So Kyle, you have anything to say this week?
What I was looking at tonight, I was looking at the four levels of orgasm, and I wanted to know what Ian thinks about that.
We don't think.
Yeah, they don't think. So address your question to the autonomic. Ion is autonomic.
Okay.
Speechless manifestation.
Okay. Well, I looked into the word bliss. I've heard Ion speak of the Gulf as bliss. Then I heard him speak of life here on the planet. The ultimate goal would be to create bliss here. So then I started saying, well, what is the most blissful topic that I could think of, and that got into orgasm, and then I just looked into orgasm and saw that there was four levels.
There are eight.
There are eight levels?
Eight levels, minimum.
So what do you got to do to get up there to those higher levels?
You have to make love with a black woman. We did this last week.
Well, yeah, you know, I wasn't prepared for that, so now That's what I'm saying. I want to dig into this topic and see what Ian can give me on this subject.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but you don't state that you're digging it. You ask Ian questions. You engage Ian. You don't make it just a general state. You have to dig at Ian.
No. Yeah. He's bright, Bob. No, Bob, he's doing it. He's digging. We're digging this interaction. Let him dig a bit.
So I'm just feeding off of last week. My information I divulged about having a long-term relationship with a black woman who was right up there at the top of the totem pole physically. And from an orgasmic level, she took me to places I had never been. So now she's dead.
No, she's not.
Well, she died. Where is she? Okay. As a matter of fact, you know, I told her almost everything that I had studied. I conversated with her about that. She had a couple out-of-body experiences when she flatlined a couple times in the hospital, so she was very aware of the possibility of parallel worlds, so on and so forth. So is she out running around on me out there?
No, not yet.
Is she waiting for me? We also talked about suiciding out together once upon a time, and she said something to me pertaining to that before she died.
She sounds like a cult, a one-woman cult.
Let me tell you, I mean, seriously, she's right there with any woman that ever walked the planet. Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, Sophia Loren, she's up there in goddess material.
Like Calathea.
I'm right here.
Thank you, Khaleesi. Tell him what it's about, Khaleesi. Tell him about what it's like, Khaleesi.
Tell us about the eight levels of orgasm, Khaleesi.
Wait, Bob, you handle that question. Go into your black womanness.
Yeah, Miss Black Womanness, the diva herself on the program.
You got a black woman online?
Yeah, that's Khaleesi. Khaleesi is our token white woman disguised as a black woman.
You know what? I don't have an answer for that one. Ian has to. Yeah.
Okay, Kyle, let's not dwell too much on the last week's topic. Let's get into some new stuff, Kyle. Is it the eight levels of orgasm? Go into that without personalizing it.
How do you get to those levels?
Keep on living.
No, seriously, I'm 63 years old.
Are you bragging or complaining?
Complaining right now.
Okay.
Tell me someone who's reached the eighth level. Did Jesus get to the eighth level?
Which one?
Any of
them.
Master did.
What happened to the first one?
He didn't get the eighth level.
Does part of it have to do with the woman or the beauty of the woman?
No, it has nothing to do with the beauty of the woman.
So I'm barking up the wrong tree, huh?
Yeah, you're not fucking beauty, baby.
Well, why did it have such an effect upon me?
Well, we don't want to answer that question, really, do you?
Well, I'm shallow and superficial? I mean, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, it was shallow.
We could go with that.
Yeah,
but that your bias is limited to only that what you think you see.
Oh, man. When you got a 40 double D in your hand and you're shaking it like Jell-O, come on, man. You know, that's not superficial.
Apparently it is. We're here to learn, Kyle.
Come on. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You really can't negate that or ignore that. So.
We never suggested that it was subject for negation. Okay, so the larger the mammaries, the more significant the erection.
Yes. The harder the erection.
So if you get them, say, the size of an S10 pickup truck, would that do it for you?
No, at some point they get ugly. That's what I'm saying.
There's the bias. That's what we're saying. That is what we're saying. Because for some, anything more than a mouthful, they say is a waste.
Right. Yeah, a lot of the guys I work with, they say a handful. Is I don't like big ones. But I'm saying my experience was when I got involved with this woman, she overpowered me. Her beauty, her nastiness, her willingness to open her mind up to
Jason Derulo. talk dirty to me. Khaleesi got that one.
So, Ion, how many levels has Kyle reached of orgasm?
Kyle? He's done two.
Two? Oh, no. Oh, no. No, I'm no.
Ion, how many levels have I done?
Five.
Five?
Girl, you teared up on the weekends. What you talking about?
Yeah,
it looks like Kyle's at the low point here.
I thought I was at the top.
Well, you've just now been around long enough to sort of start to figure out what's really going on. So, good. We can work with you. You can get there.
I need to know all about the levels. Well, it's not a pony game. You have to evoke the levels, I think. I think you got to poke.
Pardon the pun.
You got to do a little more than poke, don't you?
You do.
Are the levels connected to the senses?
Tell us all the different levels of orgasm.
He's telling us the Gulf is bliss. Okay, and then he's saying, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we're going back to bliss here on earth. So the first thing that popped in my head, bliss, ecstasy, would be orgasm.
And then Bert says, are the orgasms involved with the senses? That's a natural question, because it may not be what you think an orgasm is.
So orgasm is not the foundation of bliss?
No, it is not.
But is peace, happiness?
God, what were the four levels that you had, that you discovered?
The highest level I reached was where, let's see, how would I explain it?
No, but you said you researched
you're
and
about
sit down four levels.
You're about to describe an orgasm, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to describe an orgasm, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Like I was saying, to me, it was a visual, you know, the senses, like Bob said. It involved all the senses. I like for her to talk to me, nasty, get real nasty. And then visually, I used her tits to look at, shake, and all that type of stuff. And then the physical feeling in the vagina, I could feel it, you know, getting creamier and creamier. And then it would just build up to an explosion. And that's what I'm saying. I couldn't get those type of explosions in the past.
Was it sex with a woman or sex with an ice cream cone?
It was sex with a hot woman. A very hot woman. For example, did JFK reach a level with Marilyn Monroe that he couldn't reach with Jackie?
Yes.
There you go. That's my point.
Norma Jean was an allure that he could not achieve, and when he achieved it, he couldn't sustain it.
To me, you're saying yes to my
point. Like, look at
point.
My candle. Oh, holding it up in the wind.
The beauty of the attraction creates the higher level of orgasm.
For yourself or for her?
I think for everybody. You know, you hear women fantasize about movie stars, so on and so forth.
So what did Ion say about Norma Jean?
He said Kennedy got a higher level orgasm from Marilyn than he did from his wife, Jackie.
That's sad. Where's our benefits of marriage? It's a big smear job by Ion on marriage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, am I missing the boat?
There ain't no boat here, so yes, you're not missing anything.
Okay. So to try to get to the top of the orgasmic peak is a wasted effort?
It's just the release of a sexual tension. You're saying it's an effort. We say it's tension.
Why did he get more from Marilyn than Jackie?
We said because she was taboo. He couldn't have her.
Did it have anything to do with physical attraction?
Everything has to do with physical attraction.
Seems like you're siding with me, Ion.
I have like five orgasms a day.
Are you bragging or complaining?
Both.
Because they're bored.
Both.
Can you direct these orgasms to do some good?
Yeah.
Ooh, how do you do that?
Or are you having the orgasm for yourself?
I'm releasing tension.
Autonomic nervous system's involuntary response to what?
Automatic.
We didn't say automatic. We said autonomic.
If you masturbate, you'll have an orgasm as a result.
Bob does it.
Well.
Bob doesn't what?
Have an orgasm.
That's right.
Do you touch your penis, Bob?
No. I would never do that.
Oh, well, then maybe your point may hold. We thought Bob would touch his penis. He'd have to wash his hands, and then he'd have to wash his penis, and then he'd have to wash his penis, his hands, and then he'd have to wash the hands that touched his penis, and then he'd have to wash the washer that washed the touch his penis, and then he, yeah, you're right. You're probably right.
Yeah,
you're probably
better not touch it. I'm not going to touch it.
Okay. But if you did touch it after you wash your hands, before, during, and after, and all that stuff, and you didn't achieve orgasm, it would prove the point that when you touch yourself, you do not have to orgasm. So let's go a little further here. This is interesting. The first point that's come at any level of interesting so far. Describe
okay,
what you say is an orgasm.
Okay, well, can I read something, some research I've delved into?
Right after we find out what he's describing, five orgasms are.
All right. There's first, before the orgasm, there's a point where you sort of relax and are less stressed. And then that eventually can lead to a singularity of total disconnection to the physical world. And then that's it.
Is there any ejaculate involved in your orgasm?
Yeah, that comes at the same time as what I described.
No, wait a minute. That's the whole point of the orgasm, isn't it?
It's like going to the guff. You leave the world, and you're supposed to use it to create a child.
Ooh, now who said all that bullshit? Didn't nobody set up all that? If every time you had an orgasm, that'd be five kids a day. Hang on, Biggin. You're not even letting you wired up for that. We're just trying to get clear on the words. The words are,
yes,
you have five orgasms a day. That means you have ejaculate five separate times a day. Now, describe your ejaculate exactly, please.
It comes out of the tip of the penis, the same place you urinate.
So it's called a urethra. Good.
Your penis has to be erect, pretty much. It's very.
No, it doesn't. Don't go telling us stuff. We just ask you to describe it. We know things. It does not have to be erect to have an orgasm.
It's sort of like the steam cream that was described earlier, but it's from men.
Described earlier. We've been here all the evening. Describe the game.
I didn't just. There's usually like two different consistencies in it.
Right. Sometimes it's more fluid, more liquidy, and sometimes it's thicker. Depends on your level of dehydration. And how does it taste?
Salty.
Okay. Always salty, or is it levels of salty?
I don't know. I don't taste it too often.
All right,
it tastes like honey.
It's
honey. Now, sometimes that's reported based on your diet, too. If your protein levels are correct, it does have a sweeter consistency. Not like sickening, not that sweet, but it can have a texture that would be more luxurious, which would almost be as a honey, okay? But not sweet like honey.
I researched this. What's this guy, level one? First of all, I discount an orgasm in which the modern Western male calls an orgasm is a release of semen at physical climax of sexual tension in the body. I simply call this a release, which seldom creates anything positive, leading one unsatisfied and lustful, more like a short circuit where there is a where the and something and soul is circumvented the real human from the wonderful experience. Second level, energetic orgasms, which can be experienced with or without physical stimulus. Third level, full body energetic orgasms, when the sexual energy is significantly built up with the physical stimulation working in conjunction with the energetic systems. Fourth level, heart orgasms. After several hours of energetic orgasms, a few whole body ones, deeper connection with your lover, you ascend to a different level, and when that orgasm comes, I have experienced enormous heart-stretching orgasms that make me feel deeply connected, not only for the one I'm with, but for all humanity, and expansive, pulsing heart waves of limitless, unconditional love. Seldom have I had these orgasms. Fifth, visionary orgasms. Very rarely, as they usually require a multi-orgasmic partner that can sustain the energy for 4 to 7 hours of high energetic lovemaking, and someone on a committed spiritual path, not so much physical movement as connecting at several levels of being. And then last but not least, she describes a cosmic orgasm, which involves divine energies working from several levels simultaneously, kind of like a shock wave or a nuclear bomb going off.
So it's like a mind fuck, then.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I used to tell him, so when we have a real good orgasm, I'd say, we just sent pleasure out into the universe. The universe is needs this kind of pleasure. We need to send this out to the universe, feed the universe. In essence, I was telling her that we are creating a level of pleasure that most of the universe knows nothing about. So by us going to this level and then reaching it and shooting it out into the universe, it can be shared by everyone in the universe.
Kyle, who wrote those six levels or five levels? Six levels, was it?
Yes, it was six levels.
Who's the author?
I didn't really get the author. Okay, well, one other thing I'm showing here. William Reich talked about this also. He was the first person that got into this.
Hi, is Wilhelm Reich the man to give us some expertise on these eight levels?
No. He doesn't even know what an orgasm is. He thinks pre-cum is ejaculate. He doesn't even know the difference between ejaculate and semen.
Is it possible to have such an orgasm that it...
Anything's possible, so that doesn't lead us anywhere.
Well, Ion wasn't finished describing the levels to us.
Yeah, I don't know how you get Ion to continue.
What was wrong with those five?
Did his level, six levels, match your first six levels, Ion?
No.
Did you know, Kyle, that, you know, you have these orgasms on your kneecaps? Have you heard Ion talk about that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that was a few weeks ago. So we're kind of operating at a broader level than your penile emphasis.
Is there a difference between two people having an orgasm together and one person having an orgasm alone?
I insist there is a difference. Better to have co-relation.
Can I ask?
He said yes.
No, no.
Go ahead. He said yes. Go ahead, Matt. He agreed.
Yes, he agrees.
With me. There's a difference.
Bob?
When I asked him that, they said that there wasn't.
Account for that, Ion.
The answer has to do with the answer.
Depends who's asking.
Or her orgasms are less impeded by someone else involved. Some people can get off better by themselves than someone else in the way. Some say that they're not better lovers because they weren't taught how to love. Conception begins at arousal.
And what I'm saying, Ion, if you hook up with the right person, you can create higher levels of orgasm. I'm asking you, can you create a cosmic orgasm that is nuclear-like and creates a shockwave that resonates frequency throughout the universe.
No, the universe does not affect the universe itself, because now you'd have to prove string theory that the one orgasm heard around the world affected all the world.
Yeah, that's what he and Kim, they were operating on that theory.
I disagree. I believe that you can. I believe that you can. I believe
okay.
that we did. I think we had an effect upon the universe multiple times.
Okay.
And the question that goes that is next, so now she's gone, and and
you're all alone.
But wanting to replace her to get back to that cosmic level again.
Well, there's a lot of INET to be willing and able, perhaps. You got a farm system right here.
Okay. Well,
take your pick.
All right. Any women interested in cosmic orgasms?
Where do you live?
New Jersey, right outside of Atlantic City.
It's right near Matthew. You and Matthew get together.
And what, masturbate?
Dave Worcester says all sex is masturbation.
Get you an old-timey Dutch rudder going. It'd be great.
What the heck is that?
Are you requiring it to be a black woman since you consider them more open?
That's what I'm working on right now, another one. And that's the exact reason, besides the body type, is because they're wide open to suggestion. They'll pretty much go wherever you want them to go.
Hey, I have spoken about coitus before as being visceral, and when you're describing being visceral and getting on your path of, you know, following your joy. Is there a difference between coitus and orgasm when you discuss?
Most certainly. You can have coitus without orgasm, but you can't have orgasm without coitus.
And is coitus more a foundation for bliss than orgasm?
We would say yes. The driver. It's the driver.
Yeah. And that's what I asked about. It wasn't orgasm. So I
that's right.
kind of misled. Yeah.
We understand. We got it. We stay with you, honey.
You do, but I hope I didn't confuse anybody else.
You used to say, fuck them if they can't take a joke. You say that different now. Now you say, choke them if they can't take a fuck.
So then is what Kyle is describing more coitus than orgasm?
He doesn't have a clue, and neither do we.
It seems like that's what we found out tonight. Nobody really knows.
There you go. We support that. Now, and now the lifelong quest.
Dr. Dean knows, so, you know, what's your preference?
That place of bliss that makes you bliss.
Dr. Dean is orgasm just walking through the room.
That's fair. That's right. He causes them by walking by on the telephone.
She causes them, and she has them constantly.
Could you continue on with what you were saying about the...
No, we're talking about Dr. Dean there, Susanna.
Ion, did I have a
bliss?
No, you didn't have one yet.
Ion said I had a level 5 orgasm. Did I have a vision when I did that?
Yeah, it rocked your world pretty good.
What was she on when she did that, Ion?
Bliss.
Degrees of separation. Was I by myself?
No.
How do I ask who I was with without saying who?
Boy, that's a bitch, isn't it?
Wouldn't you remember one if you had it?
I don't know.
Apparently not. She's had so many. She likes
really
some of the others. What are you up to, 5 or 6 a day? Is that how it? Oh, no, that was the other fellow. Sorry.
Fuck's sake.
Well, I thought
you can ask if the person has any.
I got a great story.
Tell us.
I would watch porn during the tailgates, like back in the day, and put it on mute. And then, like, someone was asking for me one time, and then I started playing porn on the tailgate.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
And then that validated that Ion was real for me.
Because you were masturbating at the time?
Yeah, and he someone was like, oh, Matthew, they asked a question, and he started playing this really weird porn clip. And then everyone was like, what is that? They didn't really get why he was playing it. But
you did.
It was fun, too, wasn't it?
So, Bob, you're right. People do masturbate while they listen to your show.
Yeah, but I do cause it. I hope the same for you one day, Bob.
Virginia out in Cincinnati a long time ago says, a phone conversation is the furthest thing from the fastest path to my joy, but is it my best interest to overcome phone phobia? What do you say to that, Diane?
Phone phobia.
Somebody mute, they're banging. Whoever's banging, mute yourself.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Masturbating. Now, did you say phone phobe?
Masturbate, phone phobe. Yeah, he said masturbate more quietly.
And then she says, I know I've created everything in my world, but I would like to hear if I knows of any talent I possess so I can create something spectacular.
How do you answer that?
Is it wise to buy a car and resume driving, is her question.
If you want to. It's wiser to buy a car with a driver.
Any places I should visit?
Venice.
Is Skip receptive to non-physical?
Fuck no. Not even receptive to physical. Why would he be receptive to non-physical?
Okay, what about the non-physical and sex? What role does non-physical have in orgasm?
Complete. We cause the arousal.
You missed that line, Kyle. Conception begins at arousal.
So engagement with non-physical, is it necessary to achieve the higher levels of orgasm?
Some agree. We are complete.
Yeah.